Bible.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is 8:33. On the telephone with me is Principal Chief of Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin, Jr. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing good.
You have your ID ready? Because I understand you got a big check you're going to cash here.
I think we're going to need two forms for this check, Tom. It's $1.8 billion to the Cherokee Nation.
Wow. That's for COVID relief and some other programs, I understand.
It is. So these dollars come under the American Rescue Plan Act. That's the law Congress passed, couple of months ago at this point, for the entire country to continue responding to COVID and to begin recovery from COVID economically and in terms of health. And so these dollars we have looked at and crafted a really broad proposal to our council. That's our legislative branch. And our proposal, when I say our, I'm talking about my administration, our Deputy Chief Brian Warner, calls for a 43% of those dollars to go directly to the Cherokee people, because Tom, you know, people have been hit hard in the pocketbook. We need to share some of these dollars directly with the Cherokee people. That's going to come in the form, if this plan's approved on Thursday's council meeting, it'll come in the form of a $1,000 check to Cherokees this year, 2021, and then one next year, 2022. The balance of those funds, and look, it's a substantial amount of money, the balance of it, will go to some really high priority areas. I'm talking about housing, education, infrastructure, so we can continue to rebuild the economy, and healthcare gets a large portion of these dollars, because we've got to continue to address the physical impacts of COVID. But Tom, there's a great deal going on in the country and certainly in our reservation in terms of mental well-being and the toll that the virus and the isolation associated with it has had on our people. So we are going to be able to do more in the area of behavioral health, drug treatment. It's just a more holistic approach to healthcare, and we're able to do that better with these dollars. So that's kind of the nutshell version of what our plan is, Tom, and we're excited to get moving on it.
That's pretty exciting, especially when you think that, you know, we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel here, and we got a chance to start, and you got to at least some seed money there to get it rolling. Understand, we broke ground on the Durbin Feeling Language Center here recently.
Right. It's been an effort since before I took office. The man I worked for, former Principal Chief Bill John Baker, envisioned a language center in the old Cherokee Nation Casino in Tahlequah. I say old just because it's not brand new like our new one, but it's not an out-of-date building. It's not past its prime. So what we've done under my administration is take that idea and bring it to fruition with some funding we set aside for language preservation. Durbin Feeling, Tom, was the greatest contributor to saving the Cherokee language since Sequoyah, the genius who invented our written language in the 19th century. Durbin Feeling was a linguist, studied it, taught it, did such great things to spread knowledge about our language. He passed away last summer. But even before he passed away, we had named the cornerstone of our language preservation effort, the Durbin Feeling Language Preservation Act, and named the facility after him. So, Tom, this will take all of our language programs that are kind of scattered right now and put them all under one roof. I'm talking about immersion school for kids, little ones that we've had for over a decade. We'll put that under the same roof as other programs, such as translation, such as our adult learning program. This will be, I think, a way to really fuel what we have to do, which is to save the Cherokee language. Because, Tom, all these things I've talked about, $1.8 billion, or I could talk about the great impact that our gaming businesses have on the economy. I could talk about our healthcare system. But if we lose this Cherokee language, Tom, here in a generation, none of that other stuff will help keep us whole as a people. So we really have to succeed in this effort to save the language. And the Durbin Feeling Language Center is where we're going to get it done.
You know, your museum at the old courthouse there in Tahlequah has a little bit on the language and the preservation of the language. And the exhibit there I found absolutely fascinating. I can't wait till this language center, you know, takes to fruition, because, you know, like you say, it's preserving the history, it's preserving the culture, it's preserving a lot of things. And speaking to a couple of people who speak, you know, the native Cherokee language and also English as well, they say that the Cherokee language is a little bit more colorful. In fact, that the more humorous stories are actually funnier when spoken in Cherokee. And they really didn't have a way of explaining it. It just said that that's the way it was.
That's what a lot of speakers tell me, Tom, and I think that's part of the beauty of our language. You mentioned that museum; that is a great place downtown Tahlequah. And as it happens, this year, Tom, is the 200th anniversary of Sequoia's invention of the syllabary. So when people come to Tahlequah, which look, we're opening up more and more for people mm-hmm. to access our museums, they can learn more about what you and I are talking about right now, which is the syllabary, the language. It's a wonderful story, and it's certainly worth learning whether you're Cherokee or not. It's just part of the culture of this region.
Now, I don't want to get too ahead, but for folks who are trying to plan their summer outings, I understand that the 69th Annual Cherokee National Holiday is going to be kind of a hybrid thing this year. Last year, we missed out a bit. It was more virtual than anything else, so we didn't have that person-to-person contact, but this sounds exciting.
Yeah, so we're trying to kind of have, as you say, a hybrid approach. We know that COVID is receding right now, and we hope it stays that way. The key, Tom, by the way, is going to be whether we continue to get vaccinated and maintain the recommendations on health and safety. But let's assume we do, and let's assume we're still safe in September. We think that we've got it safe enough for people to come and enjoy on a limited basis. So there'll be some in-person activities. Some of the big events, though, that are major draws, let's say our powwow, where I've seen 100,000 people gather at mm-hmm. our powwow grounds. We just don't feel like we can have that this year, Tom. Although it will be virtual, the performers, the participants will be at the powwow grounds, but the people that watch it, other than family and staff, will be doing so virtually. There'll be some smaller events like traditional games, things of that nature that are in person. I'll give my annual State of the Nation address to a limited in-person audience. I hope, Tom, that when it gets to Labor Day weekend, which is Cherokee National Holiday weekend around here, I hope that when we get there, we think, wow, things are going so good with COVID. Maybe we could have done this completely, you know, full-fledged. Mm-hmm. We don't want to take that risk, though, Tom. It's still dangerous out there, so we're going to play it safe, a hybrid event. People can go to our website, cherokee.org, find out a little more about the holiday as we get closer to the events, and people can participate all over the world.
That'll be great. First time I was there, my daughters, for some reason, thought I was Cherokee, and they said, we're going to go someplace while we're here in Oklahoma. And they took me to the national holiday. I didn't have the heart to tell them that, you know, I'm Shawnee, but by golly, I enjoyed the little daylights out of it.
Well, we're always honored to have a Shawnee in our midst, Tom, and when it's you, hey, that's a double honor.
Well, it was a lot of fun. I didn't say anything, but boy, it was a blast, and we've gone back, of course, to have a lot of fun, too, because it's always great to learn a lot of history there. Now, we've got a lot of other things going on here, too. You were talking about getting things taken care of on the medical scene as far as Cherokee Nation. Your health facilities have really just been something else. I mean, you take a look at all of the new and then all of the rehab, and you take a look at the ongoing, and that's a pretty well-oiled machine you got there.
It is. We're very proud of it. So we've taken a healthcare system that was a bit antiquated in terms of the facilities, mm-hmm. and over the last decade in particular, we've been able to invest $300 million to build up new facilities, remodel or expand facilities. What our real next stage, though, Tom, is to keep doing the same, because infrastructure ages, and as we look around and see that we need to, for example, invest in a new hospital, these federal dollars will help us do that. But I think behavioral health, mental well-being, physical wellness, Tom, even giving people an opportunity to go work out or improve their nutrition, those are gaps in our healthcare system right now that we need to address. It's something my deputy chief and I looked down the road. We said, well, hey, maybe over the next decade the nation can do this. with these federal dollars, Tom, we can do it quicker than that, and that's good because we don't have any time to spare when it comes to the people's health.
Oh, indeed. You know, you hit it on the head, especially when you're talking about staving off any kind of debilitating diseases by just simply, you know, getting out and moving around a little bit and having the education on just what works best for the individual. And, of course, keeping that head clear as a bell. A lot of things that can cloud our emotions, and especially with COVID, there's a lot of confusion still. People are functional and they're getting through, but you know, they could probably find a clearer path with the right people to talk to.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that some things that are obstacles in people's lives are on the rise, including substance abuse, and just the isolation, Tom, has taken its toll on us, I think, in ways that we may not now appreciate, but in the future we will feel the impacts, and we have to help each other. That's what healthcare is all about.
Now, if folks want to know more about what's going on with Cherokee Nation, a couple of websites, I guess, and maybe a Facebook page can lead them in the right direction, correct?
That's right. Cherokee.org is our main Facebook, or our main website, rather. I have an official Facebook page, Principal Chief Chuck Hoskins Jr. Cherokee Nation's Facebook page is an excellent resource. One thing that I would urge every Cherokee citizen to do now, which is go to our main website and look for something called the Gadugi Portal, Tom. That's G-A-D-U-G-I. That's one of those Cherokee words. It means working together. People have internet access. They ought to sign up, because this is how you access sort of your citizen profile. You could update your name and address. And here's the other thing, Tom. If the council approves the plan for a $1,000 payment this year, $1,000 payment next year, primarily we want people to apply through that portal. So what can people do right now to get ready? Go to the Gadugi Portal on Cherokee.org.
Well, there you go. That way you'll be ready to receive.
There we go.
Not bad. Well, Chief, I tell you what, our time is just about up. I want to thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to pass along to our listeners today?
Tom, we're making progress in the Cherokee Nation, and we appreciate getting to share that progress here on the station.
Okay, 1 second, please. We're going to put you on hold, and we've got a little bit more coming up right here on K1.